It's time to buckle up for a new episode of Raise Nation Radio, the one and only podcast made to inspire fundraisers like you to continue making impact in our communities, building better tomorrows, and exchanging ideas. So whether you're a trailblazer or seasoned pro, you'll pick up the trends that transform your fundraising. And together, we'll dive into lively conversations and chat with industry-leading fundraisers and thought leaders to explore hot-button issues and innovative ideas. So stay with us for the next 30 minutes while we inspire you to embrace the future of fundraising. Well, welcome back, Raise Nation. We're so glad you're joining us today. If you've been with us before, thank you for making the show so popular. We're 120 plus episodes already. We stream on 10 different channels. We're on demand at onecause.com and live at the Raise Conference every year in September. Gosh, I forgot about that for just a second. If you're new to the show, just join us wherever you like to listen to your podcast, because as I just mentioned, we stream on 10 different channels. So you can find us everywhere. And we hope you'll become a fan just like our Raise Nation community. So today I'm super excited because I get to be joined by some of my peers here at One Cause. We're a tight-knit, very aligned, I would say passionate, curious, customer-centric group, but we don't always get a platform like this to just share our inspiration, what our customers mean to us, and what's trending in the world of fundraising. So I pulled in the very busy CS team, and they are busy helping all of you every day, all day. So maybe some of them. I'm going to let them introduce themselves, and then we are just going to get into some really good conversation. We're talking the frontline people here that are working with fundraisers every single day. So they've got the 411, and I've got them to chat about it today. So Caitlin, can we start with you? Our audience wants to get to know each of our customer success managers. So share whatever you'd like, what you do at One Cause, why you're passionate, maybe a little bit about your why, and whatever you want to share personally.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for that introduction, Dawn. I am so excited to be on Raise Nation Radio today. My name is Caitlin, and I have been a customer success manager at One Cause since, 2021. And prior to my work here at One Cause and becoming a customer success manager, I actually worked in the nonprofit industry, just like many of our listeners. And I worked in nonprofit for about 4 years before I started here at One Cause. The nonprofit that I worked for is based out of Colorado. It's called the Children's Literacy Center. And I got my start there as a program assistant and kind of worked my way up to social media manager, and just had a lot of fun with that small nonprofit. It was really inspiring to work with them and learn about how nonprofits work. And funny enough, they are a One Cause customer, actually, and they still are a One Cause customer. Ashley Bennett, who is also joining us on the call today, she'll get to speak a little bit about her why as well, but she's actually the customer success manager for them now, so they're in very good hands with her. And I really just got to experience the world of fundraising at Children's Literacy Center, and I really got to learn a lot about the One Cause software there. So that's kind of where my passion for One Cause started. We used our classic mobile bidding software there, so I'm sure many of you are familiar with that software, and we got to use that software to its full extent, and that was amazing. So that's how I got started here at One Cause, and you know, I'm just really passionate about helping our nonprofit partners meet and exceed their fundraising goals. So that's a little bit about me. Ashley, do you want to go ahead and say a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Thanks, Caitlin. So I am Ashley Bennett. My team lovingly calls me AB, and I am a senior customer success manager. I've been with One Cause full time since 2020. And I have a fun beginning with One Cause. I actually worked for a reseller of One Cause. So I've been using One Cause products since 2016. And so I started as with they were called We Do Charity Auctions, but I was the jack of all trades, right? So I would sell software. I would consult with them before their event. I would be their event manager. I would help renew them. I did all sorts of things, traveled all over the country, and really got a love for nonprofits because it really feeds my acts of service soul. I really love helping people. And so when I got the opportunity to take a position with One Cause full time, I jumped on it.
And we're glad you did. Missy, I think last but definitely not least, I'd love to get your little 411.
Sure. So I have been a customer success manager since August 2020. AB and I joined together. But I was with One Cause for several years before that. I got into fundraising because my triathlon coach and dear friend was diagnosed with ALS. And my whole tri team, we rallied around him and we were determined to save him. And the way we were going to do that was we were going to raise a bunch of money for research and we were going to find the doctors that were going to cure him. So I knew nothing about ALS at the time, but we learned, we started fundraising, we did all kinds of things. And that sort of propelled me into fundraising. Donnie Jarrell was his name. Donnie Jarrell Foundation still exists. And he taught us that we get to do whatever it is we're doing. And he somehow formed an army. And at the end of his life, he only lived for 2 years with ALS, but he taught us, he said, they think they're doing it for me, but they're actually doing it for themselves. And I have thought about this years and years later. And it, like Ashley said, it fuels an act of service heart. And that's what I, acts of service, that's my love language. So fundraising, that's how I got into it. Moved to Tampa and met somebody else young with ALS and jumped on their foundation. So that foundation still exists. And Deanna, the Deanna Protocol, she is still living with the disease. In fact, I just did a clay shoot with her foundation on Saturday using One Cause. So
a clay shoot. Ooh, that sounds like fun. We have to dive into that really a little bit.
Yeah, we'll dive into that later. So anyway, I became an event manager with One Cause and a consultant. And like AB said, joined the customer success team in 2020.
Wow. You know, this is pretty interesting because I think we all have a little bit of a why that's stronger than just a career, a job description, a job application. We all come from a place of servant leadership, heart, passion, curiosity, serving others. And we know that our leader, our chief executive officer, Steve Johns, who wrote a whole book about this, just being a servant leader, it feels like that's the culture of One Cause. And I'm so glad that it is, because how can we be customer centric and customer focused if we didn't have that passion and that deep commitment to something greater than ourselves? So I know each of you touched on it, but maybe we should dive a little bit deeper about your why and the path that led you here. You know, many of us move on our career by, I don't know, LinkedIn job description. We see it. It looks like a right fit. Send in our resume. Bang, we have a new job, right? But that's not the case here for One Cause. We really are part of something. So what does that mean to you? What was the path that led you here? Let's dive a little bit deeper about the why. And I know you're all nodding your head. So hopefully one of you want to go first with tackling that a little bit deeper.
Yes. Yeah. I would love to. I'd love to share a little bit more because mine is super personal because my mom is permanently disabled and it's progressively gotten worse, like as time has gone by. But she has, you know, persevered. She's tenacious. She's, making it work. But I remember it started with I was a sophomore in college, and I was a part of fraternity and sorority life. And part of that is philanthropy hours, giving back. And we spent our day at a food pantry. And, you know, my mom, when I came home, my mom was like, I've never seen you so at peace and so happy. Like, you found your calling in helping others. Like, she's like, I don't think you realize that. And that really has always stuck with me because it's so true. Like, that's what fills my personal cup. It's like every little interaction, every little email that I get that's like, oh my gosh, we surpassed our goal. We just tried out Text to Give and it really worked. Like, those types of things. So when I got the opportunity to start with the reseller that worked with One Cause, and see those impactful videos, see those donation moments in real time, meet these people that you know, contribute and also receive from those fundraisers, it was life-changing for me. So getting to develop a relationship with Dan Gross through the partnership, really, really helped me personally. And so, like, I feel like I've flourished as a customer success manager, getting to talk to these nonprofits throughout their whole journey with fundraising.
You're going to make me cry. I mean, that's really, it's larger than you, right? I mean, I think we all have that feeling. Anybody want to add to that?
Yeah, I will. I had a similar exposure to philanthropy and service that Ashley did. I also participated in sorority life in college, where my sorority would get to go read books to some of the local lower income elementary schools and donate books and just interact with the kids for an afternoon. That initiative was called Read, Lead, Achieve. And that's what really kind of got me interested in working with Children's Literacy Center, because so many kids, around the country are struggling to read. And it really just impacts them all the way up through adulthood. So that was something that I felt strongly about, was early childhood literacy, and just the impact that my sorority made, but then also that I was able to make in the nonprofit that I worked for. But even prior to my time in college, I have a sister who has Down syndrome. She is the absolute just like brightest human being that there is. She is always a positive light in my family's life. And we just absolutely adore her. But, growing up, my parents struggled a lot with her disability and just all of the needs that she had. And we interacted with a lot of nonprofits throughout my childhood and into early adulthood. But, a nonprofit that's really stood out, that really impacted my family's life, was a nonprofit called Mosaic. And they actually were able to put my sister with a host home as an adult with Down syndrome. And they've just really changed my mom's life and my parents' life. And they're able to really, just be comfortable where they are and just know that Hannah is with a safe family who loves her and cares for her. So just the impact that nonprofits have had on my life for the entirety of my life has been astronomical. So, the fact that I get to, interact with nonprofits on a daily basis now that are, either doing similar work or, just doing amazing things in different aspects of different people's life. It's just, it's amazing to see. And I'm so grateful that I get to be part of that.
Okay. You three didn't forewarn me that I needed to have a box of tissues here for this episode. That's so heartwarming. And I so relate and applaud what you're doing, Caitlin. My son has a disability, and from a very young age, I can remember me saying over and over and over again at every IEP meeting, I don't want him to be illiterate. I don't want him to be illiterate. I don't want him to be illiterate. So child literacy is so close to my heart. And let's shout out Hannah, right? Big, we love you, Hannah. Like, let's give her a big shout out. And that's a beautiful story. But I have a funny feeling we're going to need some more tissues. Missy, I didn't know your connection with ALS, and you, I don't know that you would know here at One Cause because you are so active in so many different things. I remember you once starting a backpack program for, I think, children in the foster home when they go to, right. It was one of our customers. Yeah. I mean, so tell that story, but you also with ALS, and I don't know, let me go get the tissues and you tell us about some of the things. Yeah. Do you remember that backpack thing? And she didn't even tell us. Next time, you got to tell us.
This customer, Rob Shear.
Rob Shear. That's right. We had him on Raise Nation Radio.
Conversation. We just clicked. I felt like I had known him my whole life, and I have a group of friends and we do something philanthropic every year before Christmas. We just, it's our social event. And we sort of take, well, I usually steer them in the direction of a nonprofit that is touches my heart. And I happened to have a conversation with Rob Shear. I found out a staggering number of children in foster care in Tampa. And I just knew I had to do something. And so I reached out to Rob and found out that he ships deconstructed comfort cases, which are backpacks full of necessities that a child would need. Because when a child is picked up by Child Protective Services,
garbage bag. Yeah.
They, a garbage bag.
I was horrified to hear
their
that.
Life. And I did find out that that happens here in Tampa as well. As well as probably every city across America. And Rob has been working diligently to change that since he grew up in foster care.
Right. Yeah.
So I just got with him and his team and figured out how to get those comfort cases shipped to me here, deconstructed. And I rallied my friends and we purchased 155, I believe it ended up being, comfort cases and distributed them to Child Protective Services here in Tampa so that we could impact our local children and stop the garbage bags.
Yeah. Imagine, I mean, if it's not horrible enough to think about a young person going from their home to a foster home, they have to do that with the garbage bag in hand and just bare necessities. It broke my heart. Well, kudos to you. So I think we're getting a little bit of a culture here going at One Cause. We are truly passionate about our customers. We're very customer centric, very people first, right? So that leads to our customer success team, which is the heartbeat here of One Cause. Our service and support team, award-winning, rightfully so. We've done some amazing things, but we want our customers to know about that and our mindset. So I'm going to hit you with a hard question. What does, I mean, it's so abstract. I feel bad, but you know what? I think it's important. What does customer success mean to you? Crickets, who's taking it first?
I'll go.
Go ahead, Missy.
So customer success, when I think of what my role is, I am our customer advocate. My husband teases me because I say this a lot on calls. I'm your cruise director at One Cause. I direct the customer to where they need to go. So I might give them a suggestion for a software, or I might need to enlist the help of support if they need tech help that I can't give them in the software. But my role is to make sure that our products and services are fueling their missions. I think that's sort of it in a nutshell. We provide our customers the tools they need to host successful fundraisers, whether they're in person or online. That's what we do day in and day out.
Yeah, I'm so delighted that there was that moment of pause before anyone answered, you know, what does customer success mean to you? Because I didn't want you guys to just, you know, give me a definition from Wikipedia or something like that. I was hoping that it would be meaningful and intentional. And I'm sorry for putting you on the spot, but I loved that answer, Missy. But let's put our colleagues on the spot too. What do you think, Caitlin, Ashley? What do you have to say to that? What does customer success mean?
Yeah, I would say that the majority of it is we spend a lot of time anticipating customer challenges or potential questions and take a proactive approach instead of reactive. We see a lot of, different industries that have a similar role that have the sense of it's a you get what you pay for, or it's extra and it's not here. Like it's just part of what's included. And we are the behind the scenes, almost magic makers, and take all of our combined knowledge in a team approach to navigate some of those normal things that nonprofits experience and abnormal things.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Caitlin, want to chime in?
Yeah, I would say customer success is their success is our success. And it's just so special when we get to share in our customer success as their customer success manager. I mean, say that three times fast. but it really is so special to, almost see our customers graduate during their journey here at One Cause, and, you know, learn the software, all the while with us, you know, guiding them and, like Missy said, like steering the ship for them, and helping them along the way. And really, you know, we provide our customers with tools that they need to be successful here at One Cause. And, you know, as they continue along their journey, maybe they increase their fundraising, so much year over year. Maybe they adopt a new software. Maybe they try new fundraising initiatives. Maybe their customer success manager planted an idea with them to, try a new fundraiser, maybe add a golf event or just explore a new way of fundraising, maybe through, online fundraising. And I think that's what's really special about getting to be a customer success manager here at One Cause is sharing in their success as they grow with us.
Do you think our customers would be surprised to hear some of your answers? Like what we've taken it from the vantage point of what customer success means to us, to each of you in this role. But what do you think customer success means to our customers? Like they're hearing these responses right now. They're driving their kids to soccer practice. They're listening to Raise Nation Radio, hopefully, fingers crossed. And you think they're stopping and pausing for a moment and being like, I'm surprised at that answer. Or that's exactly like, what do you think customer success is?
I think some of them will be surprised and hopefully have an aha moment like, oh my gosh, I can use my customer success manager for more than a contract.
Yeah.
We're so much more than a contract. We have so much more to offer and we're chomping at the bit
to offer
it. Customers on the phone to be able to help them grow their fundraising, not just renew their software. That's just a small part of what we do.
So it's not transactional for you guys at all. And you don't want it to be transactional for our customers.
Yeah. Wow, we want to watch them grow and succeed and look at us. I mean, I think you can tell how excited we get when our customers are successful. Like Caitlin said, it feeds our service hearts.
Yeah. If every customer, I try to make a point to say to them either like on our first call together or just over email, like if you ever don't know where to go or what to do, you can always reach out to me first and I'll help you get you pointed in the right direction. or loop in whoever I need to help you. And that really resonates with a lot of them. And then, because sometimes we get like client service manager or sales rep, and yes, we can add on, you know, other things for them or help them expand their product usage, but we, our favorite part is those strategy session calls. Those like light up our whole day, that we just get to learn more about what they're trying to do and draw from our experience.
Yeah.
Wow, Caitlin, anything to answer? What do you think are going through the minds of our customers that are listening right now?
Oh my gosh, Ashley hit it. You guys both hit it spot on. You know, I just really, I want our customers to view their relationship with their customer success manager and with OneCause really as a partnership. Yeah. We are in partnership with your nonprofit, and we want to see you succeed and just continue to be, you know, amazing, fearless fundraisers. So we are here to be your partners and your fundraising advocates. And exactly like Ashley said, I mean, we love every customer success manager on our team. Loves to do fundraising strategy calls. They are so life-giving to us. And I think customers would be surprised to know that so many of us do come from a nonprofit background and come from some sort of fundraising background that, you know, we can maybe give them an idea that they've never heard before or never considered. And, you know, we really want to sit down with them in those one-on-one spaces and really talk through that and how they can use the OneCause software to, you know, accomplish those goals and just strategize with them. So
how big is the customer success team now? I know we've grown.
There's 12 on our team.
Yeah.
And you think 20 something overall, Ashley?
That's nationals.
Yeah, like national, enterprise. We're all on the SMG.
I see Caitlin going to the computer right now. She's like trying to figure out a number.
Yeah.
So
I think
funny.
We're a little over 20.
Wow. Yeah. And some of us, I know that, like Jen Mendoza is on your team in a leadership role. She's been here forever. I don't know, 12, 13, some kind of crazy years. So, you know, it's definitely a place to call home. So, all right, give us the 411. I know we're on air, but it's okay. And I heard I wasn't supposed to say, give me the 411. Is that like an old fashioned, old school saying? Do people not say that anymore?
I heard right that there I with you, Don.
You are, Missy, I love you.
I'm right there with you.
Great. Okay. I'm going to still use it in honor of Missy, the 411. What are you hearing? Like, even though we're on air, let's spill the tea. I know I can say that, right? That's a little, is that better? Okay. Spill the tea. Got it. What's top of mind for our customers? What are they asking? What's trending? What conversations are taking place right now? Dinah, know.
Well, to me, what I'm hearing probably the most is that in-person events are a must. Everybody's doing them. If they're not doing them, they're asking how to do them. Mm-hmm. So I would say definitely an in-person event and at least one other event, one online and at least one in-person, sorry. So looking at our fundraising outlook that we put out, 95%.
Oh, our research, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 95% held at least one in-person event in 2023, or they're planning it in 2024. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. One in-person and one online at least. Most plan more than just one fundraiser, but our in-person fundraising customers are opting for quality over quantity in that now. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing a lot of people upscaling their galas, charging more for tickets, and again, going for quality over quantity in terms of auction items, in terms of ticket pricing, making sure the right people are in the room who will raise their paddles. At those levels that they're asking for in the donation appeal, who will buy those live auction packages that are going to bring in substantial proceeds. But then they're also have to think of their other supporters and the age and the generations of supporters and what they want to participate in. And I mentioned the clay shoot that I participated.
What's a clay shoot? Do I live in the wrong part of the country?
It started off being really popular in Texas, and it's made its way to Florida.
Okay, I'm a Jersey girl, so I know nothing about clay shoots.
So it is, you go on a course like a golf course, but it's, you have stations where you shoot clays that are shot up, so they're thrown out automatically by a machine, and you shoot them with a rifle.
They're discs like made of literal clay, so it's a clay shoot. But some are set as like to emulate like a rabbit bouncing.
So yes, birds.
It's just a different like experience. Circle back is something we're seeing is like exclusive experiences are really what the hot topic is. Like
exclusive meaning like really VIP luxury. Okay. Oh, once in a lifetime type things.
Yeah. Even if you're paying $100 for their ticket to attend the gala, the whole experience just. They're stepping up their A game kind of is like to make it really special, really engaging, really feel exclusive, make those silent auction packages, you know, relevant to the area, those types of things. So that's where clay shoots come into play. We're seeing a lot of pickleball tournaments.
Pickleball.
Yeah.
Vanderpump Rules for making pickleball popular.
So we're not doing the rubber chicken dinner and Macarena anymore. It's clay shoots and pickleball. Okay, we've moved on from that. Got it. Wow. All right. What else?
I've been suggesting a lot of along the exclusive line is offering the exclusive packages at the events. As you know, we have partners who offer some really awesome travel. Experiences that I've been encouraging customers to utilize since it's no cost to them.
No risk.
They don't sell. So,
yeah. What Missy's talking about is our Choose Now, Pack Later program that we have here in One Cause. So we have work with a number of partners, very select few, those that are vetted and trusted and have a great repertoire of exclusive VIP, once in a lifetime experiences and travel. And we bring that to our customers, and the partners we work with are no risk, no money down. Order as much as you need or as little as you need in any budget, any price range, anywhere in the world, and get that silent auction started, you know, faster and quicker, because you just need a couple auction items to turn your auction on. So the Choose Now, Pack Later program is just such a value add for our customers. So thank you for mentioning that.
Sure.
So Caitlin, what do you have? We need to hear from you too.
Yeah. I'm hearing a lot about folks that are wanting to move some of their online fundraising around, or, you know, move their online fundraising to One Cause, get rid of the dingy PayPal, donate button on their website and get
PayPal's great, right? I have to send my daughter $50. She's at Boston College and, she wants to go out. PayPal is good for that, right? Yes. Alyssa, you need money. Oh, she's going to Ireland, girls. My daughter's going to Ireland on Friday. So I sent her, a little spending money. PayPal's beautiful. It's not for fundraising, though.
Nope. It is not for fundraising. Absolutely. So, folks are coming and asking, what One Cause has to offer as far as online donation forms and donation pages. So I've been getting the opportunity to talk to more customers about that. Kind of with that, we're seeing a lot of folks want to enable a recurring giving program for their supporters to engage with. I think especially for especially for like my generation, you know, we're seeing a lot more of a subscription mindset when it comes to giving. So I think, you know, folks, especially in my generation that want to participate in the giving space, you know, sometimes we can't always do that larger gift up front, but we can afford, you know, $10, $20, $25 a month. And we want to be able to impact the nonprofits that we care about with that gift. So, you know, I am seeing more customers ask about, you know, how can we implement a recurring giving program? And even some of the research that OneCause did in the Fundraising Outlook did reveal that, you know, recurring giving is a top priority for a lot of nonprofits going into 2024. So that's been exciting to get to talk to customers about and kind of strategize, you know, their gratitude strategy for recurring donors and how to steward, you know, folks that want to do some recurring giving. So that's a little bit about what I'm seeing.
So you guys are fundraisers. You're like customer success fundraisers. You really, every answer, every conversation we've talked about in this episode has been fundraising strategies. You really like it and get into that, huh?
Yeah, it's amazing. Like I said, those are the conversations that I always walk away from just like feeling so full of just gratitude and just joy for those types of conversations. And I'm sure Ashley and Missy, you can agree with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I connected with Matt from Amber's Antibodies today. He's a Florida customer, and we were talking about his birthday's coming up, and so he wants to put a fundraiser out there for his birthday to raise money for Amber's Antibodies. So I was like showing him fundraising pages in the fundraising platform, and he was just so excited, and he was like, "This is so cool." We walked through like creating the fundraising page and enabling become a fundraiser. So other people, if they want to help raise money for his birthday, they can become a fundraiser in a couple of clicks and put their personal message and photo out there. And it's going to give them their, you know, recognition to show like Matt raised $300. And yeah, so it's another effort to kind of stay relevant with all different types of generations, all different types of fundraisers. Which is really awesome.
I love what you just said. Get fundraising in a couple of clicks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So yeah, well, and Missy's backing me up. She likes 411 and get fundraising in a couple of clicks. Wow. That's really great. You know, I'm so glad that I got to know, you know, each of you a little bit more. We need to connect like this more often. I mentioned it before, the CS team really is the heartbeat, you know, of OneCause. I got to hit you with another question. What do you think of the auction AI? Is that cool or what?
Oh my gosh. Cool. It is amazing.
A collective harmony of, oh my gosh, right?
Yes.
Because we're talking about fundraising strategy, but to get, you know, strategizing and planning, you need time. And we all know that our fundraisers, our fearless fundraisers out of there, that's one thing that they're lacking is time. But yes. I have written item descriptions, package descriptions myself. It is painful. It's laborious. It takes hours. Have you like seen it in action, the auction?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we talk about that? It's so exciting.
We're estimating, I think, that it saves an organization about 3 hours for an average size auction.
Oh, wow.
I would definitely agree with that. It's amazing. It's actually fun to write auction descriptions again.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
You're just putting in a few keywords and letting AI do it.
Yeah. And then editing it a little.
Yeah. And I think, like I mentioned earlier, like I come from a really small nonprofit. And I think those smaller nonprofits, they just don't have, you know, they don't have someone on their team that's like this amazing wordsmith all the time and that can write these beautiful descriptions. So I'm really excited for, you know, our partners to begin to use this and just write those beautiful descriptions with ease. Like it takes them so much less time to write them now. So it's really exciting to see that.
Well, we just touched on that one innovation. How do you feel about the OneCause fundraising platform in general with its continuous deployment of features and exciting new things and innovations? It can be overwhelming. Are you able to peel back the layers of the onion and help our customers digest it all and implement it all? And is that part of your wish list in customer success? Because we really do what we do to help organizations further their impact. That's what it's all about. But how do we feel about all of that innovation?
We had a really inspiring call with our enablement director this morning talking about this. And it was just so encouraging to just hear how, yes, we can take customers' feedback in real time for our product team consideration, and they can deploy those because we are in a continuous deployment software quicker, so they can use more features, they can fundraise in different ways, they can be more relevant in real time.
How's everybody else feel about all the innovation and features surrounding us every day? I can't get enough of it, and I'm not Caitlin's generation. I'm a little bit on the other side of Caitlin.
I think it's just so exciting to see the new features come to life. You hear your customers asking for them, mm-hmm. and product is listening. And next thing you know, that feature is being released. And it's just super exciting for me.
Yeah. All right, Caitlin, take us home. How do you feel? I mean, you're the other generation, so of course you like technology, but let's hear from you too.
Yeah, it's extremely exciting to see fundraising come into the current time period. You know, that's something that I hear my customers say all the time is, you know, oh man, it's so clunky to, you know, have to add images to classic mobile bidding. And, you know, why does it look like it was built in the 2000s? And just,
well, it was built in the 2000s.
But I think our customers are starting to expect more from fundraising technology, and they expect to see, you know, a user experience that reflects, you know, our current technologies like Amazon and other, you know, e-commerce sites. So I just think it's really exciting to see all of these features coming out, like Missy said, and product listening to the nonprofit voice, and just seeing fundraising, you know, innovation and come into life in 2024.
Yeah, get into the next level. And, you know, more importantly than, well, I don't want to say more importantly, we want our users to have great experiences, but the users of our users, right, donors and supporters and guests, they have an expectation. There's technology all around them every day. My mom actually watches a live stream now. She's 88 years old. She has an iPhone. She texts me, right? Yeah. There's a different expectation, and we want to help our customers meet that expectation as well. Oh God, you guys have been so much fun. I can talk to you for hours, but we've filled up a whole podcast episode. I hope that our audience has enjoyed this and just get to know the customer success team and know that you're there and that we could rely on you and connect with you, and you can help us, you know, just further our missions and our impact. Fearless Fundraisers, that's about all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's Raise Nation topic, your daily dose of fundraising inspiration, and getting to know some of our customer success team a little bit better. Please tune in for a new episode release every Thursday at 12:30 p.m. That's Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time for all your new episodes. In the meantime, listen to the 120 plus episodes that we have available on 10 different streaming channels and on demand at onecause.com. This way you can get notifications about all the new guests. And if you're a fundraiser and you'd like to be on the show, please reach out to Caitlin or myself. You can reach us at hello@onecause.com. We'd love to have you on the show. You're all doing amazing things. So let's put a spotlight on your mission, share your story, and just get to spend some time together on this platform. I'd like to thank our sponsor, OneCause, for making this episode possible. OneCause is driving the future of fundraising with easy-to-use digital fundraising solutions that help nonprofits connect with donors. Check it out at onecause.com, and please stop at the resource tab on our homepage. There is free content in every format that hopefully you'll find helpful. So a huge, huge shout out to my guests. They're super busy every day working with all of you, but I'm glad they took a moment to join us here on Raise Nation Radio, Ashley, Missy, and Caitlin, just for sharing their why and what they believe in for your customer success. I'm so glad you joined me today. So enjoyed our conversation, but we're going to go round robin and ask any last words of inspiration. Who wants to go first? Oh, don't fail me now. Okay, right. Ashley, I'm going to call on you. Okay. Let's go in alphabetical order. Wait, I'm alpha challenged, right? It's Ashley, right? A, Ashley, then it would be Caitlin, then Missy. How about that? I'll take the lead here. Go ahead, Ashley.
Yeah, I just, I'm just so grateful and thankful for every experience with every customer that I get to have, whether it's constructive feedback or, you know, positive shouting from the rooftop praises. I'm here for all of it, and I appreciate every single second of it.
Aw, go ahead, Caitlin.
Awesome. I was just reflecting on a popular quote, which is, alone we can do so little, and together we can do so much. And I just, I feel like that resonates so much with not only the work that our nonprofit partners are doing out in the world, but also just our team here at One Cause.
Oh, I love that. That's one of my favorite quotes too. We've used that recently in a partner newsletter. So I think we maybe stole it from you, but I know it's a popular one out there. Missy, bring us home.
We get to do this every day. You as fundraisers get to do what you do every day to fuel your missions. And we're just so lucky. I just feel so lucky to be here.
I love that. So simple. We get to.
Yep.
Thank you so much. Well, thank you, girls, so much. Am I allowed to say girls? I hope I am. Thank you so much for just joining today. And thank you all to our audience for what you do every day. We hope we helped you feel a little bit more connected to us, because we feel so super connected to you. Thank you again so much. That is a wrap. Until next time, I'm Dawn Lego. This is Raise Nation Radio. Be fearless out there.